You're listening to the exclusive podcast version of Radio Free Bacon, originally broadcast on May 18th, 2008, exclusively from A3Radio.com.
It's 3 o'clock, and something is happening at Zingerman's Roadhouse. Join us as we broadcast from the corner of Stadium and Jackson, or simply sit back for the next hour and enjoy the sizzling local flavor. It's time for Radio Free Bacon, Ann Arbor's first live radio variety show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a unique entertainment experience, a radio show so different it has a flavor all its own. Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse on the west side of Ann Arbor, it's Radio Free Bacon. Radio Free Bacon, serving up sizzling radio fun as we hang with friends and neighbors and listen to the town's tastemakers, tale tellers, and song singers. Radio Free Bacon live with an audience the way it's supposed to be. Music provided by RFB Music Director Terry Farmer and the renowned Roadhouse Revival Band. And today, we're thrilled to have local guests Lucy Lance and Ralph Sammert from CTN, Ann Arbor's own TV network. Mr. Russ Collins is here from the Michigan Theater with insider information about their 80th anniversary celebration. And let's not forget today's special musical guest, Jill Jack and Billy Brandt. Woo! So, tell you what, if you're part of our live audience, settle in for a great time. If you're listening elsewhere, well, you better get to Zingerman's Roadhouse before the fire marshal says we're full and locks you out. Now, please welcome Radio Free Bacon's host and co-creator, Jimmy Mack.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. It's Radio Free Bacon. This feels really good. It's all about live, local, Ann Arbor fun. And we are here to inspire all of you. Attitudes of sustainability, consciousness. Hey, how about just some old-fashioned fun, in fact?
That's why we're here.
This is a real experience. We'd like to say hello to all our listeners on 107.1 here in Ann Arbor and around the world listening over the Internet. Nothing virtual about it. We feel the wind. The raindrops are coming. 55 degrees in Ann Arbor right now. So it's a chance to come out here for a great afternoon, connect with others, and have a good time. And Peter, we wouldn't be here without our Radio Free Bacon full-flavor sponsors, would
we? That's right, Jim. We got big thanks going out to the folks at Eden Foods, pure food since 1968.
And Sesame Motors, providing the wheels to bring home the bacon.
Our friends at Plum Market, natural, organic, and local specialty items.
Bank of Ann Arbor, helping Radio Free Bacon serve up slabs of fun.
Cherry Creek Cellars, premium quality handcrafted award-winning wines.
And Orion Automotive, loving Ann Arbor's cars since 1994.
And, of course, what would Radio Free Bacon be without Newski's Applewood Smoked Meats? Mmm, that's good bacon.
Okay, folks, here's how the show is going to go. We're going to have a great lineup of music for you from Terry Farmer and the Roadhouse Revival Band. We've got some local celebrities, I call them the paparazzi-type guests, that are going to be coming in to join us here. And it's all live, happening right here, right now. If you're driving in your car listening, come on over to the Zingerman's Roadhouse, Westgate Stadium and Jackson Roads, and we're going to be on the air until 4 o'clock, and then after that we're going to have what we call the afterglow, okay?
Ooh.
So just kind of hang out and schmooze with the band, meet some of the team, meet your friends, and then we're going to have some prizes from our sponsors as well. For those of you listening online or at home, if you want to check in on email, it's radiofreebacon, all together, at gmail.com, all right?
Yes, we're online right now. We'll take your responses. And once again, our question of the day is, what is Ann Arbor's mission possible? And you're scratching your heads out there going, wait a minute.
What can happen when this area comes together to get it done for the state of Michigan? Because Ann Arbor is one of those core places that can really bring it. So what is Ann Arbor's mission possible? Jot down your answers and pass them in. And we're going to be drawing some names later for some of our prizes. And, of course, why are we here? Because we love friends, we love fun, and we love music. And we have none other than the Roadhouse Revival Band under the direction of music director Terry Farmer. What do you say? Let's kick it off. Terry Farmer and the Roadhouse Revival Band. Don't forget, this is Radio Free Bacon.
I'm a walking down the street like a Lucky LaRue. I got my hands in my pocket thinking about you. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're waiting to die. They won't never be free. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't hurt no one. $6,700,033 lives on. Think someone could take the time and listen to the words of my song. At the beach in Indiana, I was 9 years old. Heard Little Richard singing Tutti Frutti from the top of a telephone pole. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't hurt no one. There's roosters laying chickens. Chickens laying eggs. Farm machinery eating people's arms and legs. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't hurt no one.
There it is.
Perfectly crafted popular hit songs. Never use the wrong rhyme. You know a Zingerman's waitress is gonna get your order right the first time. Oh. She's just sitting on the back steps. Just a shucking that corn. That gal's been grinning since the day she was born. She ain't hurt nobody. She ain't hurt no one. I used to live in Chicago, where the cold wind blows. I delivered more junk mail than the junkyard would hold. I wasn't hurt nobody. I wasn't hurt no one.
One more.
You can fool some of the people part of the time in a rock and roll song. 50 million Elvis Presley fans can't be all wrong. I'm a walking down the street like a Lucky LaRue. I got my hands in my pocket, baby. I'm thinking about you. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't hurt no one. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't hurt no one.
Play it nice and easy, boys.
Hurt no one.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, this is none other than Radio Free Bacon. Terry Farmer and the Roadhouse Revival Band. Thanks, guys. And now, here once again is your host of Radio Free Bacon, Jimmy Mack.
Woo. Thank you, everybody. Has anybody here ever wanted to produce their own TV show? I mean, let's put your arms up if you ever wanted to do your own show. Okay, this is good news because our next segment here in the show is all about local community television. Our guest, Ralph Samarin, who's the manager with Community Television Network here in Ann Arbor, coming up to 35 years in Ann Arbor, right?
35 years, yes.
All right, so Ralph is with us. Lucy Ann Lance, who we invited to be on the show, is not feeling well today, and we got a call at the last minute that she's not able to join us. So on three, if we all say, hi, Lucy Ann, can we do that so she gets better fast? So one, two, three.
Hi, Lucy Ann.
All right, so she's not going to be with us today, but Ralph's got the story of Community Television Network. And they channeled 16, 17, 18, and 19 here in Ann Arbor on the Comcast system. That's where you can listen to it. Great shows. The Ethics of Crisis, You're on High, presents my favorite book, Cooking with Angus.
Those are just a few of them. Over the 35 years, we probably had hundreds of shows. 60-70% of them produced by local citizens just like you and me and like everybody here in the room today.
Okay, we're going to come back to that for those of you who are thinking about doing your own show and those listening on the radio. What, Ralph, is going on now? You've got new facilities?
Yeah, that's probably the most exciting thing that's happened for us. We just recently moved. Last month, we moved to our new location out at 2805 South Industrial Highway. We had previously been in the DTE building in downtown Ann Arbor for the last 12 years. But as they say in the business, we lost our lease, and we had to move on. And it bode for some good things for us. We have one of the crises, anyway, that deals with working and living downtown is parking. And now that we're out here at the South Industrial site, we've got plenty of free parking for our clients. We're open 7 days a week. And we've got a lot more space, and it's just a new, fresh face on everything. We've increased the studio size. We've added some audio sound booths. We're setting up some rooms for future planning for podcasts and webcasting. We've put in individual edit suites for all our clients now, so there's four separate rooms.
Right.
They're in there by themselves. And it's just, the fun of having something new and shiny to work out of.
What kind of people do you find get interested in producing their own show? Do you have people who have been training for years?
No. Most of the people that come to us have no technical or production background, and it's diverse. We've had everything from homeless people to CEOs of local organizations come and want to produce something. People will produce it for the nonprofits that they work for their hobbies and their the things that are just important to them themselves.
I remember years ago getting involved with local access cable, and I was doing a lip sync to Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yes, we've had
back
a few of those too.
Yes. Okay, and let's say some of the more interesting shows. Let's face it. I mean, I had a few nights sitting on the living room floor watching the city council meetings. I used to watch the East-West spiritual master, Eli Jackson Bear. That was, I don't know if he's still on anymore. But what are some of the ones that are most memorable to you that stand out over all these years?
Well, just to trip back real quick to the city council meetings, I've been in this business for almost 20 years, and I'm always surprised that it's the school boards, it's the city council that get the biggest share of our audiences. But one of the shows that's always stuck out in my mind, and it was one I came across here early in my tenure here in Ann Arbor, was one show that we refer to just as The Sleeping Guy.
The Sleeping Guy.
Yeah, this gentleman, a regular producer who would come up with all these different types of shows, did one show that consisted of an hour and a half of him sleeping that evening.
Non-stop sleeping.
Non-stop. Now, you would think, oh, my God, who's going to watch this? But that show generated more calls and interest from viewers, and people who would catch the last 10 minutes of it couldn't figure out what it was or something. I thought it was maybe a research program on sleep apnea or something, and would say, could you reschedule that so we could see it again? Or, hey, I saw that. I thought it was hilarious. Okay, I'm not sure where the humor right. came in there because nothing was said or done. But I want my friends to see it. I want my parents to see it and reschedule it for us. So that's right. one of the services we offer. If you see a program on our channels that you like, you just call in and we will reschedule it into the lineup for you.
Right. Did anyone see that episode of The Sleeping Guy?
I didn't see it, but I now have found my place in the media universe. I think this is something I could actually handle.
There's hope for us. We could do our own show.
We could both sleep. We could just...
You don't snore, do you?
They were sleeping.
Okay.
Exciting audio, though.
Okay. Does anybody have a 30-second pitch right now with Ralph here? And this is your chance, right here on live radio. Anyone, if you got a real burning, pitch, you've been thinking of taking out to Hollywood or to New York or somewhere? Think about that. If we have anyone who's really ambitious, we'll take you on up here, right?
Jimmy Mac, there's going to be about 50 of them as soon as we wrap the show.
I think so. I think you're going to have a full training session next time.
Okay, well, we do actually have another training session coming up. One of the prerequisites for our services, and they're all free for Ann Arbor residents right. and nonprofits based in the city of Ann Arbor. But we have an orientation coming up, which we call our preview. And that's coming up on Thursday, May 29th at 6 p.m. And again, it's free. It's about a one-hour session. And you learn all the basics that you're going to need to go through. You get explanation of our classes that we offer, the different trainings. And again, they're all free. So we train people to use the portable equipment, camcorders, to go into the edit suites and work edit their programs on computers.
Excellent.
We have two studios, a full-blown television studio, multiple camera, mm-hmm. and a studio that we call the Hotline. And it's almost like a video DJ booth.
Very good.
You operate it all by yourself.
All right. So for those of you aspiring TV producers, try to catch Ralph right here after the broadcast at Ralph Samerton. Let's give him a round of applause from Community Television Network Ann Arbor.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And folks, you stick around here live on 107.1 here in Ann Arbor and around the world. We're going to have more from the band, and you're going to have a chance to meet our musical guests this afternoon, Jill Jack and Billy Brandt. But first, ladies and gentlemen, a word about Curb Your Car Month.
Is that it?
This is Bob. Bob is inching his way to work again, light by light, car by car, the endless search for a parking space. Bob arrives at work frustrated, beaten down, and minus gas and parking money. But hey, this is Sue. Sue's participating in Curb Your Car Month from GetDowntown.org. Sue's walking, biking, busing, carpooling, or telecommuting to work. She arrives filled with fresh air, a renewed spirit, and her pockets are overflowing with the cash she saved. During May, GetDowntown.org wants you to find an alternate way to get into town. And to make it more fun for you, they're sponsoring a whole host of special events for bikers, carpoolers, walkers, and bus riders. Find out more about Transit Thursdays, Bike to Work Fridays, and Walk to Work Wednesdays, and register to win an AATA Go Pass. Visit GetDowntown.org for all the info on these events.
Yeah, you can trudge to work. You can trudge your way all the way through May.
Or you can get downtown another way. Curb Your Car Month, the entire month of May. Make your first trip by simply going to GetDowntown.org.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure for Radio Free Bacon to welcome one of this week's special musical guests. Jill Jack is with us here today. How'd the show go last night at Fishbones?
Oh, it was great as always. Detroit's always a great place to be, and we had a really good time. The band was rocking. And
here now we've got you out on the patio in this nice warm weather.
Beautiful weather. It's Michigan. Of course it's gorgeous.
You guys are hot off some nice winnings at the Detroit Music Awards. Congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
Outstanding folk artist, outstanding songwriter, outstanding vocalist honors.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we have you here live on Radio Free Bacon. Now, you also warmed him up over there at the 31st Annual Ann Arbor Folk Festival this year, right?
Dream come true. The
Isn't
lineup
that great?
Was incredible, and we got the nod to open up, and Emmylou Harris, Sean Colvin, Patty Griffin, Buddy Miller. I died and went to heaven.
It's a dream for us to have you here, so
thanks for joining us. Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, how about it? Why don't we give a hot bacon welcome for Jill Jack and our own renowned Roadhouse Revival Band. From Ziggins Roadhouse.